The skull! Danger in your path, my dear!" Everyone was staring, transfixed, at Professor Trelawney, who gave the cup a final turn, gasped, and then screamed. There was another tinkle of breaking china. Neville had smashed his second cup. Professor Trelawney sank into a vacant armchair, her glittering hand at her heart, and her eyes closed.
"My dear boy! My poor dear boy! No, it is kinder not to say. No, don't ask me."
"What is it, Professor?" said Dean Thomas at once. Everyone had got to their feet, and slowly they crowded around Harry and Ron's table, pressing close to Professor Trelawney's chair to get a good look at Harry's cup.
"My dear,"
Professor Trelawney's huge eyes opened dramatically, "you have the Grim."
"The what?" said Harry.
He could tell that he wasn't the only one who didn't understand. Dean Thomas shrugged at him, and Lavender Brown looked puzzled, but nearly everybody else clapped their hands to their mouths in horror.
"The Grim, my dear, the Grim!"
cried Professor Trelawney, who looked shocked that Harry hadn't understood. "The giant spectral dog that haunts churchyards. My dear boy, it is an omen, the worst omen of death."